When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the one opportunity of the week for you to compete against your fellow Tolo and declare yourself as the 6 o'clock sound-off champion at 877-881-1053. There are just a few rules of the sound-off. First up, you got to bring it.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
Okay, so you got to bring it. Rule number two, you only have 30 seconds. And rule number three, I will not tell you, but if you violate it, you'll hear the dial tone on the other end. And the hint is we're doing just fine at 877-881-1053. We'll take all your phone calls. Then we'll recap them and vote on which one we like the best. Few lines open if you want to jump in here. And a lot of stuff to sound off about right now. Obviously, the Cowboys and how horrible they are. The Mavs dropped two in a row in disappointing fashion. Stars have dropped three of four. Okay. Inter Miami eliminated by Atlanta. MLS playoffs.
Wow. I did not see that one. I actually watched the match in Atlanta that was played the game, the second game. And I'll tell you what, that Atlanta crowd got into it. It's the night before the
great soccer town.
Night before the Cowboys game in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So Atlanta traveled to Miami and won the match.
Yeah, it's over.
Wow.
Yes, sir. At 877-881-1053, you got Rangers offseason coming up. Baseball fans, we'd love to hear from you as well right here on DFW Sports Station. We start at the top. Line one is Rodeo Ron. Ron, sound off like you got a pair.
Boy, I don't know who was drunker yesterday, me or the Cowboys. I'm just glad that I passed out when the game started. I woke up at halftime and wished I would have stayed asleep because I wouldn't have my beautiful G-Bag Whataburger flag covered a hole in the wall and my remote control would still be working because this team sucks. Hell, SMU can even beat the Cowboys this year. And remember, if you're not rolling home with the G-Bag Nation, drinking Jim Beam,
where the bleep you at, baby? A perfect 30 seconds, Ron, showing everybody how it's done.
He's get it done.
He's got it.
Clean, efficient.
Last time he started it off.
Doesn't waste a single second of time.
It's the best sound off I think we've had, so hopefully he sets the tone again.
I don't know who was more drunk yesterday, me or the Cowboys. I passed out before kickoff, woke up at halftime, and wished I'd stayed asleep.
What a bar. I mean, he was passed out drunk, and he thought, maybe the Cowboys are drunker than me.
What a legend, Rodeo Ron. Salute to you. Line two, Jacob. Sound off like you got a pair. Hey, we're jumping down here to, Lucius. Line two, we got Jacob ready to sound off like he's got a pair. Jacob, good evening.
Yeah, how about them Cowboys? Let's do this tankathon thing. We're just losing all out. Get the Panthers, Giants to beat us, even though they're just as bad as us. You know, my mom asked me the other day if I was watching the game. I was like, no way. I'm just listening to it on the radio, and I'll just watch it on YouTube. I just happened to watch it on YouTube 30 seconds ago.
There you go.
Kidding.
Good for you.
It's a good way to take it in, Jacob.
Lose it out.
Thanks. Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, lose it out. I think that's a good take.
Lose it out.
You know?
The loss is the win at this point.
Now, if they do end up with just an unbelievable pick, number one, number two, number three, do you want them to take a player or do you want them to trade out?
Well, I think they would probably, if you're not taking a quarterback, I think you're probably better off trading down. Absolutely, in that scenario, especially for a team like them who has a buttload of holes.
It's the trade back.
Brian looked at like the best five non-quarterbacks last week, right?
I did not look at a quarterback. I looked at two wide receivers, a defensive tackle, and a corner. So I did not. I looked at four.
Do you think any of them are so good that you're paying in a pick at two or three instead of trading down?
Right. Well, I've only seen four, but I would say Travis Hunter is my favorite player right now. And then McMillan would be the next guy. And then I feel like then the defensive tackle from Michigan would be the third guy.
Mason Graham.
But I've got, like I say, just getting started on this. I think Hunter, the discussion I have is about between Hunter and McMillan if you're looking for wide receivers now. But I'm
like, you got Hunter a wide receiver corner?
Yeah, I was using PFF's board.
Yeah.
I don't like their board at all. Dane Burger's giving me his top 50 tonight, so I'm going to get that.
That's the board.
I trust that one to start. I think Dane's probably got him set up. Just the names. Give me the names, and then I could determine. I don't think that PFF has them the right way right now, as far as how I would, you know, how I would rank them.
So there might be some other great players to get in the hopper here.
I don't want folks to be listening to me right now and all of a sudden going, wait a minute, Broadus said.
Yeah.
I'm trying, like, every day now, I'm just going to look at, like, three, four guys, and then I could kind of get a gauge of that.
But it's fine. We'll settle for tomorrow. Yeah.
That's fine. I need
some time.
No. I tell you what, I'm going to make a push. If Dallas gets the first overall pick, we need to take this show to Green Bay.
That's right.
For the draft.
Oh, I love it.
Let's go.
Now I really want him to lose out.
Just to go see that place.
Who's going
to
end up like Jack Del Rio did?
Woo! Okay, back to the sound off. We got nine of y'all loaded plus three already done. Let's go to Chrissy from Cleburne. You're in the G-Bag Nation, Chrissy. Sound off like you got a pair.
I thought CeeDee Lamb held out. I thought he could catch a ball. I thought we paid him. I thought I was wrong. Damn, the sun was in his eyes. Please, Sean and RJ, do not waste a freaking question tomorrow with Jerry Jones asking about the sun. He's already pissy about it. He ain't going to give you nothing on it. If we pay him that much to catch the ball, catch the damn ball.
Thank you, Chrissy from Cleburne. That opens the line.
Chrissy's got a pair.
At 877-881-1053. She does not care if the sun is in your eyes. Got to go get it.
Doesn't care.
Put the damn curtains up, Jerry. Come on.
Just figure it out.
What are we doing?
Tough it out.
I like that. Good effort on her part. Really good.
Yeah, it was. Good call, Chrissy. Appreciate you. Line four is Colby in Fort Worth. You're in the Nation. Sound off.
All right, guys. Hey, guess what? Cowboys have a star in the helmet. It's only one star. Just like the season is. One star. Awful. Subpar. Jerry Jones said he knows football. Guess what? Who built the stadium east and west? Oh, that's right. Jerry Jones. I guess he's not football smart like he said he was. You know, we pay CeeDee Lamb and Dak all his money, but we can't afford the $100,000 curtain? Come on now. Home field advantage? It didn't look like it. If CeeDee's complaining, do something.
Thank you, Colby. Yeah, he's complaining. Obviously, it's not a money issue with Jerry. It's a pride and ego thing. Once again, rearing its ugly head in the worst possible way, and it's just like a head scratcher. You feel bad for him. You're embarrassed for Jerry at this point, right? Like, oh, the poor guy can't admit that he made a mistake and draw the curtain to make it easier on his own team to win a football game. He would rather be right about this and treat any questions with complete contempt than give his team a better chance to win.
Dude, just build a new stadium. What the hell?
Well, you're going to have to. If you want to solve the problem, the only thing you can do is to nuke the stadium that you have and build a brand new one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they can't get any curtains or something like that.
They've got the curtains.
They use them for curtain, bro.
They use them for WrestleMania. They use them for concerts.
Taylor Swift comes to this building.
The curtains are there. Put the damn curtains up.
Yeah, that's a home field advantage. Like when your squad is going against the sun and you put the curtains up, and then when the other squad is going, you open them bad boys wide.
Jerry stood there at the curtains and actually opened them up when his team was going. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Please.
Home team has the ball, curtains up. Road team, curtains down. Yeah.
Jeff's on line five. You're about to sound off. Jeffrey, what you got?
Hey, I just wanted to say, I want to give a shout out to Tom Landry, because Jerry Jones, the team that went to Super Bowl 27, 28, and 30, Tom Landry drafted Kenny Norton, Newton, Michael Irvin. He was going to draft Troy Aikman, tons of Mark Stepnoski, tons of players that were Tom Landry's players, not Jerry's. And then Johnson added his few players, and then you got some Super Bowl teams. Just wanted to throw that in there. And also, Diggs.
Great catch.
Let's beat him. He can be a receiver. His brother's a receiver. Why can't he?
You're right about that, Jeff. He might be better than Jalen Brooks and Tolbert at this point. That's a great call, though, and appreciate the love for Landry. I think his memory needed it after he was disrespected savagely this weekend.
Oh, okay. I was going to have Jeff losing points for mispronouncing laundry.
Line six is Chris. You're in the nation. Sound off.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, when this team was 12-5, everyone was talking about, you know, how great Will McClay was and, you know, how Stephen Jones and Will McClay were actually the GM and Jerry just is, you know, kind of a figurehead. Mm-hmm. And now that they suck, everyone's saying, oh, it's Jerry's team. Jerry does this. Jerry does that. Where is the criticism to Will McClay? I know he does a lot of good, but how can he escape a criticism right now when the team is bad?
He doesn't. I don't think he escapes the criticism. I mean, I've tried to, like I said, there's things that you know, I've even talked to him about. I was like, listen, I kind of heard this and heard that. He goes, you heard that wrong. You know, I'm the Mozzie Smith. I'm the Taco Charlton. You know, it's about us. It's about us here. And yeah. I'm, you know, he, anytime I've said, well, hey, I heard Rod Marinelli, he goes, that's BS. He goes, nah, we missed that one. You know, and you know, he's every time that I've ever talked to him. Now, again, that's just me. He's always said, I need to wear these.
He is accountable himself. Yeah. I don't know if the public blames him.
The public doesn't blame him because
he's the GM.
No, Jerry's the GM.
He says, I'm the decision maker. Right. He's the one that does the Clarence Hill interview and says nobody else could do this job. So that's why the arrows are going to go to Jerry, as they should. And Jerry's the one constant for 30 years. Will got here 10 years ago. They finally started drafting well. There been some bad drafts? Sure. Some bad picks? Absolutely. But they weren't a good drafting team until Will got control of that.
That's true.
Yeah, and so you grade him for what he does. You know, he needs a more aggressive philosophy to work for a team that manages the cap differently. Not his call.
I'm going to throw this out there too. I think we're closer to Will McClay leaving if he gets the opportunity. That's just my opinion. Nothing I've talked to anybody about. That's just my opinion. I think he's wanting to have the opportunity to run his own team and take blame for that. And like I say, every time I've ever talked to him, he's like, nah, we wear that.
Well, I know Jerry looked up to Al Davis as a mentor. If he loses Will McClay, he'll get to experience the last 10 years of Al Davis' career.
Who was the gentleman that called in? I didn't write down the name.
Yeah, that was Chris.
Jeff. Oh, Chris.
Jeff and Chris.
Yes, Chris was the first. Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
Line seven is our guy, Zach. You're in the nation. Zach, sound off like you got a pair.
Woo, boy. All right. So I've been a Cowboys fan a long time. I try to be realistic, not get my hopes up. I know what to expect. All I'm going to say is before we even got started, I saw what the offensive line was going to look like. I saw what they were doing with the running back room. There has been so many, I guess, you know, no-name running backs that have looked great behind good offensive lines. So what did y'all really expect with the whole offensive line situation? And then the running back situation, and then y'all just expect Dak to be as great as he was last year, the year before, whatever, when you don't help him in the front? That's all I got. Go Stars.
Thank you, Zach.
You guys.
Opens a line at 877-881-1053. Okay, we go to Sean on line eight. Sound off like you got a pair, Sean.
Man, I can't give any attention to the Cowboys at this point. it's been a letdown more often in my life than it hasn't been. So I'm going to focus on the Mavericks, and I need to tell all these other fans, especially these damn Facebook groups, calm down. We're not going to trade Luka. Luka's not washed. Klay doesn't want out. He's having some of the best numbers he's ever had to start a season in his entire career. Calm down. We got 72-plus games left. Enjoy it. Get along for the ride. Enjoy what you're watching. This team hasn't let us down like the others have. Let's enjoy watching them play some ball.
Appreciate you. Yeah,
Rangers haven't let you down, though.
Couple of close losses, 5-5. I did not have that on my bingo card 10 games in. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, if they're saying that kind of stuff in your Facebook groups, I think you need to bail.
Out of Facebook,
Right.
It's good for birthdays.
Log into Facebook, like once a year or something and see if you miss anything
birthday
important.
Coach.
Yeah.
See if a family member or long-lost friend's trying to get a hold of you and then just bail on it for another 365 days. Cole's on line 9. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Cole, sound off like you got a pair.
Man, what irks me the most is the fact that we have a bunch of dudes that are supposed to be brought in here to not be soft. That was like the big thing that they started drafting and getting guys at free agency for. And yet we're blaming curtains not being up. How many times do we play at 325 a year? I think we have like 3 noon games a year at most.
Yep.
We play in this all the time. So when we're blowing teams out, the curtains aren't a problem. And here's another thing, and more what I'm more mad about. Jerry owes me $40 for another bag of weed because that killed my...
Whoa.
He was really on a roll there, man.
He was just catching steam. You might have had my vote, then you went there.
I know.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Cole. What's his name? Yes, my
Cole.
Guy.
Cole.
Cole got my
Cole.
Vote.
He was right there, and I just, and then, oh, he made Lucius have to work a little bit
you
there.
You can't do the F.
Can't do that.
Why was he saying Jerry owes him $40?
Because he's a mother bleeper.
I guess he burned all the way through it too fast. He's supposed to make it stretch. He's going joint after joint after joint.
That's good, Cole. Yeah. Thank you. And we'll go back to the top here. Line 1 is Brian. You're in the 6 o'clock sound off, Brian. Sound off like you got a pair.
Hola, amigos.
Hola.
Hey, Bratis.
Yeah.
What did you think 5 years ago whenever McCarthy was coming to town?
What did I think? What do you mean?
You
what
knew
I think?
It was a mistake, correct?
Yeah, but that's water under the bridge. I ain't going back.
That's true.
I ain't going back, man. My eyes are forward.
Okay. Well, and by the way, Cole is an MF-er. That was awesome. Hey, Lucius, play my song that rags on Jerry.
Thank you, Brian. It opens a line at 877-881-1053. One last call here in the 6 o'clock sound off. It's our guy, Kenny, back online, too. Kenny, how the hell are you? And sound off like you got a pair, please.
Man, I don't need 30 seconds for this chump, Jerry. If somebody came in and handed a resume to be a GM at the Dallas Cowboys to Jerry, but it had Jerry's accomplishments on that, Jerry would laugh at him. So how in the world does he take himself serious and expect me or anybody else to do the same? On TV crying like a kid that spilled some Kool-Aid. So Jerry can take himself, his helicopter, his cheap son, Steven, and fly to Montana and start a team because he in Dallas without Jimmy Johnson, that cat is trash.
Nice call, Kenny. Way to punctuate the 6
Kenny
o'clock sound
on
off.
That today. He practiced on that one.
On TV crying like some kid who spilled his Kool-Aid. Yeah. That was good, Kenny.
Good book ends. I mean, starting with Rodeo Ron and then closing it down with Kenny.
I think Ron was drunk enough. Ron's called into the post-game show. Remember when he called last week?
Last night, Atlanta. He was definitely hammered.
Was peak Ron, though. I thought Ron was great.
I thought Ron was really impressive today.
He's kind of holding it together, but he called in the post-game, and it was, Ron, it was like he drank 2 gallons of that stuff. And I was like, oh, listen to this. This is cool.
There's a lot of versions of Rodeo Ron. We love all of them.
Love them all.
Number 2 was Jacob. Says to get the Panthers and Giants to beat us. He wants to lose out.
He's a tank out guy, yeah.
Chrissy from Cleburne doesn't care if the sun was in CD's eyes. Mm. Colby, it's a 1-star season. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Jeff, I just wanted to say shout out to Tom Landry.
Yeah.
That was well done. Yeah. Chris, how can Will McClay escape the criticism? Zach, what did y'all expect? They lost the O-line. Sean tells Mavs Facebook fan groups to chill out. Cole says Jerry owes me $40 another bag of weed because he's an MF-er.
Yeah.
Brian got in there, and then Kenny wrapped it up. Who do you vote for today, Eric?
Oh, this is a pretty good batch. I would say, like, by and large, that was pretty good stuff. I think I'm going to go with Colby. I like what he was doing, calling out the East to West Stadium.
Oh yeah, the one star season,
home field disadvantage. Yeah.
Lucius, who do you like?
It's a three way for me. I'm going to go with Kenny, Cole, and Ron. Can't figure it out which one I want out of those guys.
Kenny, the three head monster, and Ron. Okay. I got 0.3 vote for each.
And led to a college looking at us. And that will be a half a vote for you.
Ron's probably blown a 0.3.
We're
going
to split this up. Two districts.
Wolchuk.
I'll go Kenny.
And Brian.
Chrissy.
Ooh, Chrissy. Okay.
Yeah, out tough the sun.
Yeah.
All righty. I was going to give 0.3 to each one of those gentlemen as well, which means that Kenny is your 6 o'clock sound-off champion with a total aggregate score of 2.66 in infinity. Okay? We're back here with, look at this. It's a Cowboys Monday, Wolchuk, Chiafalo, an audio celebration of game day?
Let's do it. Two guys, one booth.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.